Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin briefing for May 31st, 2017. Pickpocketing is on the decline in the capital. This year, between January and April, about 7,500 thefts were counted. This is about half of the cases that occurred in the equivalent time frame in 2016, when almost 45,000 incidents were reported, a record high, which also made pickpocketing responsible for 50% of all crimes in Berlin. Berlin police have taken several measures resulting in this trend reversal. In December, local and federal police teamed up on a campaign against pickpocketing. To create awareness with tourists and pedestrians, neon-colored messages were spray-painted on the pavement of heavy foot traffic areas. In December 2016, two major court cases against organized pickpocketing gangs also seemed to have had a preventative effect, as more than 120 suspects from Berlin and Romania were convicted. A young man under suspicion for plotting a terror attack in the capital was arrested in Grenzwalde, Brandenburg yesterday. The raid was executed by special forces after police intercepted a farewell message to his mother, in which the alleged terrorist announced that he had recently entered jihad. According to his personal documents, the suspect is reportedly 17 years old and had registered as a Syrian refugee in 2015. He has no police record. The investigation has yet to confirm data on age and nationality, as well as if he had concrete plans for carrying out an attack. Confiscated smartphones and tablet computers are now being analyzed, and the man is being held in police custody. Soon, Berliners might get the possibility to handle paperwork with local government authorities online. As of today, many forms must be printed out and signed by hand in order to be accepted as a valid document. The Berlin Senate is moving forward with a bill that provides the legal foundation for online filing. More than 400 laws and decrees were reviewed before determining that 34 local statutes will need an addendum. The implementation of the plan also depends on how fast the IT infrastructure for 80,000 employees can be modernized. According to State Secretary for Information and Communication Technology, Sabine Smentek, an estimated nine-figure sum will have to be spent in the next 5 to 7 years, and the budget has to be approved by the local government. Thunderstorms with heavy rain, hail, and winds occurred over Berlin yesterday. Berlin's professional fire departments called for a short-term state of emergency between 1 and 4 p.m., and 13 volunteer departments assisted in more than 160 storm-related incidents. Many of the emergencies were related to water-filled basements and malfunctioning traffic lights, and almost all parts of the city were affected. A tree fell on the S-Bahn tracks in Niederschöneweide, causing S-Bahn traffic disruptions on several lines for an hour. And to current knowledge, no persons were harmed. In Brandenburg, the thunderstorms came at the right time and assisted in putting out a large forest fire that had started the day before. Correction. From yesterday, per the survey commissioned by RBB and Berliner Morgenpost, 57% of Berliners are against the proposed 30 km/h speed limit, not 50% as reported. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill to get our podcast as a daily flash briefing on the Amazon Echo devices. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.